Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here in Audio Boo. Because of the, let's just say, the dire weather that we've been getting recently here in Scotland, overcast skies virtually all day, which means that it's more likened to autumn than it is to summer, and more so to the light. In other words, in the mornings, we're almost having to put a light on in the bathroom. And in the evenings, we started to put on a table lamp and lights, gentle lights, in my room here, my study. It's also, I suppose, triggered something in me to get back into playing the records, because the weather's so dire that I can't go out in the garden and do things, everything's sodden. And I just thought, oh, why don't I just get back into playing my vinyl records again, instead of just hitting the play button on iTunes or whatever, on my iPhone or my iMac. So, I have a Riga turntable, a Riga P3-2424, being the 24 volts motor. And I've had this record, this turntable now for about, I guess, maybe 3-4 years, something like that. It was bought by my daughter for me as a Christmas present. And I have the Akram Alpha preamp and power amps and my Tannoy Golds speakers on stands, custom made stands, bespoke made stands. Anyway, it's not about that, it's about the turntable. So when I started to play, and I realised immediately I started to play the first record, when I switched the turntable on to burn it in a wee bit, in other words, to heat it up after not being used for so long and get the turntable spinning well, getting the motor heat up, things like that. I noticed that the motor spun okay, but the turntable didn't turn too quickly. It seemed to be a heck of a delay, like trying to drive a car with the handbrake still on. So anyway, I had a suspicion that from way back that the belt, the drive belt that's on this, it's basically just a big thin O-ring, was stretched, in other words. It's lost its tightness, its ability to grip the turntable. So when I started to play the first record, I noticed straight away, you know, my God, the wow, very good expression, wow, on this. It was horrendous. So I thought, okay, let's just go ahead and change it. So I did a bit of a research, because I knew I could get a direct replacement online from various sites and on eBay, and also from the supplier for turntable through in Edinburgh. But I thought, I'll have a look and see if there's an upgrade. So there is, or there was one that caught my eye, and it's called the Little Red Thing. It's a silicon belt, and it is red, not like the black O-ring type that comes standard. In fact, I believe there's a white one that's even dearer, or more expensive, maybe I should say. Get your English right. And this is made by Isokinetic, who do various things for audio enhancement. The company is Isokinetic, isokinetic.co.uk. And I went ahead and purchased this Little Red Thing belt. Now, I ordered it on, what day is this? This is Wednesday, so I ordered it on Monday afternoon, online on eBay from a company known as Duophonic, Duophonic. So it cost me £5.25, free postage and package. And I ordered it, as I said, on Monday afternoon, and the estimated delivery was Thursday or Friday, 30th, 31st. Would you believe it arrived yesterday morning, Tuesday morning, first thing through the post. What a delivery. So kudos to Duophonic for ultra quick dispatch and delivery. And I didn't have to pay an extra penny for that super, super fast delivery. Anyway, I took the turntable off, in other words, the platter. Oh, I just dropped the black ring. Trying to do things one-handed here. It's a bit crazy. So, opening the turntable. So, what I did notice was that I replaced the when I went to replace the belt, I took the old one off, of course. I'm trying to find it now, it's went down the back of the unit. And I checked the motor spinning on its own, which is absolutely fine. And I checked the hub bearing, which is basically about a 4-inch diameter plastic hub that with a spindle that sits down into a hollow tube, as it were. And when I went to spin that, I noticed it's very, very sluggish. It shouldn't be like that. It should be free spinning. So I took the hub bearing out, came up with a big suction like that. Because basically what is in this is oil, and it spins on oil, in other words, to reduce friction. I noticed that in the bottom of the hub and on the top of the tube on the turntable base itself, there seems to be like a little bit of sludge. Don't know where it came from. Anyway, I took the hub bearing out and I cleaned the top of the tube. I cleaned the bottom of the hub bearing. I cleaned this, wiped the spindle off all the oil, and I siphoned out the old oil that was in there. And I put in some, it's a very, very thin oil. It comes in a little bottle. Can't remember what it's called, but any light, very, very light grade oil would do, but I bought it specifically when I got the turntable. And it's extremely light oil. So I replaced the oil. And when you put the hub bearing back in, it won't go in. It'll sit there because it's trying to sit on top of the oil and the oil won't let it settle. So what you have to do is you have to gently press down and release, press down and release, press down and release a little bit of time until you get the bearing, the hub bearing spindle right down to the top of the oil level. And in so doing, this forces the oil up around the spindle, so betwixt the spindle and the tube. And that gives you that fluid protection, the fluid drive, as it were, for your spindle. And it spun absolutely freely. So I was really pleased with that. Having done that, I then fitted the brand new little red thing belt on. And I spun the table by hand to make sure everything was fine. And then spun up the turntable electrically. And I've just spun it up just now. And then I used this little app, which is brilliant. It's called IRPM. That is just the letter IRPM. So on my iPhone, it's a brilliant little app. And what it does is it measures rotational speed. I've got it in my hand just now. And if I move my hand about, it's actually measuring the speed I'm moving, rotating the iPhone. So I set this on top of the turntable and I should get 33 1/3. Or 33.3. I've already done this. I'm doing it just now just to prove and double check everything's fine. And it's showing me exactly 33.2, 33.3, 33.2, 33.3. It's bang on. Great little app. If you've got a turntable and you want to check, use that app. So once that was done, I then give my stylus, my cartridge, a little bit of cleaning up, a little bit of maintenance. I use a very, very weak mixture of isopropanol mixed with water. I clean my records in a 50-50 mix of that isopropanol. But when the mix I use to clean the stylus with a little artist brush, that's what I use, a little artist brush to clean the stylus off. Every time even when I turn a record over, I'll give it a little dicht with that. Dry that is, the brush is dry, but when I do a bit of maintenance, I put a very weak mixture, probably about a 20% to 80 isopropanol to water, in other words 20% isopropanol, 8% water, and I dip the brush in and I clean the stylus with this, and that tends to clean off any kind of dirt that's built up rather than just loose dust. So anyway, cleaned all that up, checked my balance weights, in other words a little bit of TLC on the turntable, and then I tried to play it and it sounded great. It's a record, a unique record that I forgotten that I had, and because I was going to play records, I went up into the attic, dug out some of my stuff and came across this. I may attach this to the end of this audio, but right now this is what I heard when I played it for the first time after the maintenance and repairs. So if I get this right, that will jump on there and we'll get a lot of bluff music.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as the flowers for me.
Clean as a whistle. Perfect sound. And spinning absolutely freely and at the exact speed. Worth every penny of £5 odds. Brilliant stuff. So there you go. Repairs, maintenance on a Riga P3 24 turntable, and the results with a, especially with a brand new record.